T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Greg Rosenthal, NFL Network, NFL.com, one of the best in the business, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on, guys?
We appreciate your time very much. I want to start with what happened in the Packer-Giant game, or more to the point, what didn't happen, and that's a showing up by Odell Beckham, one of the worst games he's had as a professional. Some are going to try to tie it to the Miami situation earlier in the week. Do you think that that really affected his performance in any way, shape, or form? And it, does he deserve to be as criticized as much as he is so far for this?
I would say no, because it was not a good game for him. He had a couple drops, absolutely. He's dropped some passes throughout the year. You didn't see the special plays that you expected out of him. Some of those passes, as Eli Manning mentioned, weren't really great throws on target. The Giants couldn't run the ball. Giants are a defense-first team. Defense played great most of the game, kind of collapsed at the end. And this is the same Giants offense we've seen all year. It's not a good offense. Odell usually bails them out. He didn't. So he's one part of a bigger problem, but I don't think that offense was going to travel for too long in the playoffs regardless.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then when you look at Odell, you know, missing a touchdown pass, hitting right in the hands, do you think after the drop, though, do you think psychologically he's like, oh, my God, I know people are going to start talking, it's because of the trip, even though he maybe didn't party at all, but you see him come out. Was it on his mind, though, because you've seen him come out before the game, shirt off, running around on the field. Do you think psychologically it had an effect on him?
Well, he didn't handle his first playoff game well. I can't get inside his head in terms of thinking about what people are going to say about him. He has definitely shown to be someone who is extremely emotional. So I don't know if he was worried about the heat that was coming his way or he put too much pressure on himself, but you see a guy who reportedly was inconsolable, very emotional after the game, you know, reportedly punched a hole in the wall, so he's got to get that together. I think he wants to win. Those are the types of guys that you can roll with. But this was kind of an immature guy, really not stepping up in the biggest spot. And frankly, he had to play his best because that team, I know they were dominating early in that game. They had to play a perfect game. And who knows? You're right. If he caught that touchdown, if Shepard caught that touchdown, maybe it's a different game.
Green Bay Packers turned it on in the second half and looked pretty impressive. Do you give them the greatest chance of going on the road next weekend and getting a victory and advancing to the conference championship game?
Ooh, that's a great question. I hadn't even thought of that. I think I would. It's crazy because even though the Steelers are technically favored in that game, I really like that Chiefs team. I love this Falcons team. I think this Packers-Cowboys, this is not the matchup the Cowboys want. For them to get to the Super Bowl, they are going to have to beat two of the best three quarterbacks in the league, two of the best offenses in the league, and I've kind of been waiting for this defense to be exposed. Does not have a great pass rush, and I think this game is going to be in the 30s or the 40s. The Dallas can win those type of games. They did it against Pittsburgh, but I don't think they're comfortable with that sort of game, and that's what's going to happen with Rodgers coming.
Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com, NFL Network with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Very rare is it that a team will win double-digit games and make changes to the coaching staff, but what do you think is in store for the Oakland Raiders? 12-4 on the regular season, but some questions about a defense that ranked 26th, I believe, in total defense, an offense that's got plenty of weapons but at times looked a bit stale. How do you think Oakland approaches the offseason?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because Del Rio, you know, he knows the league well. He's been in it so long. He has a lot of friends that are in the league. He obviously wants to improve the defense as a defensive guy, and it wouldn't totally shock me if they looked around. I tend to think because it's the best season this organization has had a long time, and in a weird way, the Derek Carr injury almost gives them a pass for what happened the last couple weeks of the season, that they're going to go move forward with the same coaching staff. The positive, if you're Del Rio and you're thinking about making a move, no one's been hired yet. I mean, Greg Williams just got hired in Cleveland, but basically all of these jobs are taking a while. No one's snap enough coaches. I don't know if people were waiting around to see what kind of happened with Bill O'Brien or what, but it's been a slow process in terms of hiring coaches.
When you look at this Raiders team, you think, okay, the drafts are going to pick 24th. What would be the dire need? If you say, hey, this is a need that I think that they need to address, what one pops into your head?
Well, they have such an awesome roster. I really did this exercise last night because I'm writing something today, what each team that lost over the weekend needs to do. And for the Raiders, you know, it's not as pressing as the other teams. I would start with the linebackers and the safety position in general. I know Reggie Nelson made a Pro Bowl. I don't think he's a long-term solution. They gave up too many plays at the position. They've been fixing this secondary for a while. I think they've made good progress. I think they can keep doing it. And I think Malcolm Smith is a guy, and in general, their you know, linebacker position, not talking the edge rushers, but the, you know, the weak side, the middle linebackers, that's a position I think they can look at to improve. But compared to some of these other teams, I think they've got one of the 5, 6, 7 best rosters in the entire NFL.
The San Francisco 49ers are embarking on a very thorough and exhaustive search for not only their next head coach, but their next general manager as well. I believe 15 candidates between the two positions have been interviewed or will be interviewed over the next week plus. Do you think when it comes to Jed York and Parag Marate that based on what's happened the last few years, they have to do a little bit of selling in some of these meetings? I mean, Josh McDaniels and Kyle Shanahan, they're going to have their pick of the litter, but when you look at the Niners, it's a team that's had a bit of dysfunction over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, a bit might be generous, really. If you look back to the pre-Jim Harbaugh era, the way that they've changed coaches the last, you know, this will be the fourth straight year they're looking for a coach, or third straight year. It's tough, but what they do have to offer that I think McDaniels liked, and what I think other coaches will like, is a sense that we're starting fresh. I think when you look at Doug Whaley in Buffalo, or, you know, even Tom Telesco in San Diego, who's well-respected and they have a quarterback there, or Dave Caldwell in Jacksonville, I think it's always fraught with problems when there's already a GM there who's been through some wars, who's lost a lot of games, and he's trying to save his job, and you're looking for a head coach. That's a problem. Look at Houston right now. I don't think they get along that well, their head coach and their GM, even though they're winning. So what San Francisco has to offer, obviously, is the tradition of a winning franchise and kind of a fresh start. And I think that appeals to guys like Shanahan and McDaniels, who are going to want as much say as they can possibly have.
You want say and you want to be able to do well. Does that make San Francisco a place where you can't really have both? This looks like a franchise that's going to be 2 years of struggles. How much of a risk should you take as a young head coach going to what's going to be a losing situation for 2 years?
Well, there's different types of head coach candidates. Most of them would be thrilled to take any head coaching job. You guys know how tough any head coaching job in the NFL is to get. And beggar, you know, Rex Ryan, when one was offered to him in Buffalo, he's taken it. So if you want to be aggressive, you get aggressive. I mean, Hugh Jackson, I think, would have been thrilled to take the 49ers job if they were aggressive in going after him for it. In general, McDaniels and Shanahan might feel like they're in such good situations that they can pick and choose, but that is really rare. For the most part, if the 49ers zero in on someone, even if it's McDaniels, and they go after him hard, I think there's a good chance they get him.
Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com, the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Greg, dynamite stuff as always. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.